Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number one brought to you by the Wheatland Bank. We will be playing the Jay and Kevin Secret Sound in 20 minutes. Steve, what's your first hot topic today?
Oh, boy. So many choices, Jay. You want to talk about bobbleheads?
Well, apparently you do. I mean,
it was just a simple question, Jay.
It was a simple question, and I'm prepared for the listeners to answer it for me. I actually put it on the poll, too. Hold on a second. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't even really remember what my question was exactly. To be honest with you.
I don't know how you got into it, but you just said, well, haven't you ever like tried to be a bobblehead or whatever, whatever it was?
Yeah. That sounds about right. Sounds about something
Have
like
you
I would
ever
say.
Tried to be a bobblehead?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, my answer was...
Well, you kind of kicked me out of the room.
I was like, what are you talking about? No one has ever tried to be a bobblehead. And then you did it. You imitated one.
Yeah.
Has that been a goal for a lifetime goal for you, or what exactly?
I don't know. Sometimes you're just like shaking your head, and then you're like, oh boy, I would make a good bobblehead.
Hmm.
You know, if you're nodding along like to some music or nodding in agreement or something.
I will say that the other day when I was watching The Voice, and I find this to be true, like if you're in any sort of concert setting, especially if there's, I don't know, it seems like the less people, the more likely it is to happen. Like you will, if there's a real, as the kids say, banger, Steve, you might bob your head to it. Not like a bobblehead, but you know, you're just kind of doing the, you know, up and down kind of thing. And it's very funny when there's only like two or three people in the screen, in the shot, and you go, I mean, everyone's in perfect unison, of course, and then it looks like it's some sort of meme of, hey, you want to go grab some dinner tonight? And they're, you know, and then you have the picture of everybody bobbing the Rob, you know, nodding yes.
Yeah. That was perfect.
And when it's and it was on The Voice, you could see Dan and Shay perfectly in the screen with John Legend, and all three of them looked like they were in unison, just, you know, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Nodding their head.
They were.
Now, they weren't imitating a bobblehead. No, oh. That's a more of a side to side shaking thing like you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a little bobblehead like.
Have you ever tried to imitate a bobblehead? Yes or no? All right, it's up on the poll on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer. Just search Jay and Kevin.
I don't think. Do you think there's something wrong with trying to imitate a bobblehead?
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
No, Steve.
Hot Topics.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. He's just never tried it.
Well, no time's like the present, yeah. Or whatever they say.
Did you... Well, you missed American Idol last night, so if you haven't watched it and you're trying not to have it spoiled, come back in about a minute and a half here. So, at the very end of the show, there was a judge save. Then whichever judge had their songs chosen the most got to save one of the bottom two people. So Katy Perry won, so she got to save somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two people who you've kind of probably come to know quite well on the show, and they're both staring at you on stage, and you realize you get to end one of their dreams. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, Jay, it's not over. I mean, a lot of those contestants, they go on to bigger and better things, sometimes more so than the first place person.
So that's what you should say then, as you're about to kick one of them off the show. Hey, just so you know, you're still going to be on the tour. Sometimes the person who doesn't win goes on to bigger and better things than the winner. With that said, KB, we'll see you.
See ya.
It's still hard to look them in the face and just say, I like the other person more than I like you. It's just hard to, that's a hard thing to judge, I would imagine.
Yeah, but it's, well, it's not really.
Apparently, cold hearted Steve would have no problem just eliminating somebody.
I'd do the whole bobblehead thing.
You would? You'd just be like, hey, have you ever tried to do a bobblehead?
Yeah.
Can your bobblehead shake? No, because no, you're not going on.
That's exactly what I would say. So you're going this way. And it'd confuse them because they don't know which way I'm going because the bobblehead's like, oh.
Right. Yeah. They don't know. Also, I thought it was great when Jeff Probst announced. I don't know what the event was, but they're on, what are they on, season
47? Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Something like that.
And then he said, he started talking about it. He's like, hey, Survivor 50's coming down, just around the corner. I mean, we're going to shoot, they're on 46. He said, we're going to shoot 46 and 48, or 47, 48. And, you know, of course, we're going to shoot 49, but, you know, 50 is just around the corner, which is so crazy to think about 50 seasons. Now, I know they do two a year, so I get it. That's still a ridiculous amount of time.
Yeah, that's wild.
And then he just blurted out, because he asked the crowd, do you want to have new players or returning players?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was funny when he said, you know, there's a couple people from CBS sitting right here now going, what is happening? And he goes, what you guys want? Who wants returning players? Yay. Who wants new players? Ooh. Okay, Survivor 50, returning players. Like, he just made the decision.
Yeah, can he do that?
At a press conference. He's been there for 25 years. I think that's how you know he feels comfortable enough to just make decisions like that.
I mean, boy.
I loved it. I was like, even if that was staged, well done.
Right,
well,
yeah.
Well played. Just like, you know what? I don't care. Let's do returning players.
Hey!
Yay!
You think it was staged? You think it was a little bit?
I mean, he might have had a conversation.
Okay.
But that's also fair. Is kind of weird to... That's how comfortable you are and how you know you're a great show. Because some shows, whatever the season you're in, mm-hmm. who's to say you're going to be on for, you know, 3-4 more seasons?
Right.
He's just like, no, this show will go till we decide to stop it. There's no stopping Survivor. And we're going to go to 50, no problem. 50 seasons is insane.
You think, yeah, I mean, I guess it is. Yeah, it is still that popular. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people who watch it.
Oh, man. I'll try to find the ratings while we're talking here.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they're top 10 all the time.
Are they? Okay.
Ratings this week.
You always see, like, in the top 10, like, oh, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and when there's no Survivor. Sports on, you're like, it's even easier.
Yeah.
Is Survivor even in an episode, even a season right now? That shows you how little I watch it. Oh, that's streaming only.
Don't think it
60
is.
60 Minutes, number one.
Okay. Okay.
Always. Tracker, Young Sheldon, FBI, Ghosts, Billy Joel's 100th live at Madison Square Garden, Blue Bloods, FBI International, Fire Country, and The Voice. There's your top 10. So The Voice is in the top 10. No American Idol.
Okay. So, that's like the current for the
that's
week.
That's this current week, yeah.
Okay, okay.
In the last 7 days, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Survivor is currently.
Wouldn't it be great if they weren't currently on and they're still in the top 10? They're like, we're streaming old episodes.
I bet you there's some shows that, yeah, like in syndication or something
right.
that are super popular.
Yeah, they're streaming anyway.
Yeah.
I'm looking at streaming shows. The Resident, Bluey, of course.
Yeah.
You got to include all the kids' shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Roadhouse, the movie. Family Guy, NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. Those all make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is Three Body Problem on Netflix? Do you know that one?
More than four.
No, less.
Or less than four.
No. Math is hard.
Counting is hard. Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All people who are new to town, this is what you have to do at Riverfront Park. And the text line can back me up on this.
Okay.
You got to do the gondola ride at some point. If you're going to do Riverfront Park, you do a little bit of the trail, Centennial Trail.
Kevin James.
Feed the goat. You ride the carousel.
Yeah,
bathe in the fountain.
Yeah, yeah. What?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve did that. He went to Riverfront Park. He did all the things.
I did. Well, not the bathing part.
Well, only because the fountain wasn't on.
Yeah, or the feeding of the goat. Or the riding of the... I really didn't do a lot of that.
Here we go.
I saw it all, though. I saw it and walked around
it. I did enjoy your post. Again, you didn't do enough. We're going to have to go back. I'm going to get with Kevin on this. We're going to come up with a time and a day.
Well, we were planning on riding the carousel with the Friday crew anyway, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And maybe that'd be a good day to do the gondola ride, too.
When do they start that?
The gondola?
Yeah.
You mean like during the day? What time of day?
Or like season?
Boy, you know, I wish I knew the answer to that.
Or what time? Okay, what time of day do they start it at?
Again, I wish I knew the answer.
Then why did you?
I mean, I don't have it memorized. I'm gonna look online right now. Items of interest, hours, click. Okay.
Okay.
Map, parking, driving directions. I know how to get there.
Okay.
Walk there from here.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, This is taking too long. This is something we'll have to look into.
All right, we'll investigate.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things to do there, and it's this is a bit of a complicated. It's going to be hard to find it, but I'll find it. I mean, it's just not one of those. It's just not on the main page.
Okay.
It doesn't say, Steve, if you'd like to take the carousel, boom. Oh, wait, here. Let me just click on this. Oh, this could be it.
Oh, do it, Jay.
Gradually dropped down 200 feet over the Huntington Park Natural Area. Didn't know that's what it was called. Must children of 15 must be accompanied by an adult, so you're fine there. I think it's...
Allegedly.
Uh-huh. You are tall enough, it looks like. Well, gotta know.
I mean,
attraction hours today. Ice Age, don't need that. Hooptown USA, don't need that. The carousel, 11 to 7. That includes the gift shop.
Okay.
And the sky ride, as they call it, 11 to 7.
Okay. And that is going on right now. They
correct.
Have it.
Yes.
In operation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
There you have it. So 11 to 7 today.
All right.
So if we do it with the Friday crew, they'd have to hang out for a while.
Oh, good point.
I don't know. Give them enough coffee, they'll hang out.
Yeah.
Promise them some extra donuts, they'll be here. It's fine.
Okay.
Secret Sound coming up in just a few minutes. Our total is $854 is what we're playing for, and we'll do that just in a couple of minutes here. What do you have for a hot topic, Steve?
Jay, I don't know what made me think of this, but I was thinking about just conversations in general, emails, texts, that type of thing.
Okay.
Do you know people who are, like, I don't know how to describe it. Finishers, like constant finishers.
Sentence finishers?
No, not like that. Well, I guess that's separately.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like...
You're talking only written conversation?
I guess mainly it has to be written.
Okay.
Where someone will always finish it no matter what, like the whatever the conversation is. I knew someone, like I would be emailing them or texting them. They would always be the last one in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Whether that was like an emoji.
Right.
Or words, whatever. Like I would say.
Last word guy.
Yeah. Last word guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say something like, maybe I would just respond like, LOL. And then they would respond, LOL.
Right.
Like, well, what's the point of that?
Yeah. I LOL'd the conversation that you were having.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to LOL my LOL.
Yeah. Please don't.
Yeah. Please stop. Do we have that in any of our threads?
I don't know. If it does happen, it's maybe occasional, but I know people who do this all of the time.
Yeah. That's kind of annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I could understand it every once in a while, whatever. No big deal. I mean, LOL my LOL, but not every single time.
I'm looking at my conversation with you from yesterday.
Did you do that?
Mm, no.
Okay.
No. You know what? I'm going to do it right now. Even better to do it a day later.
Yeah.
There you go. There, I just did it. You said, good deal. Glad to hear. Thanks. I gave thumbs up. Like, that needed to be thumbsed up.
Yeah, well, maybe it did.
No, it absolutely did not. That was the end of the conversation. You're right on that, though. I feel like that person does, they don't, I mean, what is it that brings you to do that? You don't want to leave somebody hanging?
I don't know. But I mean, I'll admit, I occasionally, maybe a lot, I extend the conversation more than I need to.
You?
All right. Calm down.
We
Easy,
are on the
Jay.
Opposite ends of the spectrum. I am, as Kevin will tell you, closeout guy. Like, I'll close out a conversation and then just, I mean, it's over. Like, it's very obvious it's over, but you're the guy who might follow me down the hallway to continue the conversation.
Oh, I do that constantly. I apologize. I don't mean to. It's a bad habit.
It is. Well, you just feel like you don't want to leave somebody or something unsaid.
Yeah. And then other times I end the conversation. Well, I don't know if I've ever ended a conversation too early. Probably.
Do you feel like you do that because you're nice and you would feel bad ending a conversation before you think it should be over?
Maybe partially.
Yeah. I could see that because you're super nice about stuff like that.
I don't know.
Like for me, like what do you think? Like tell me a conversation that you have a difficult time ending.
Any conversation? The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Davey, I have to give you a gift card because Steve can't count. but we'll give it to another person too. If you'd like to pick a number, we'll give out two today because it's how we cover our mistakes.
Caller five.
Okay, and then hold on, we'll get you one. Okay,
Kevin James.
That's funny because I skipped five in my numbers. That's
one, two, three, four, six, seven.
Yep, that's what I did.
That's good numbers.
Oh, counting like a little kid.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country, it's time for Jay and Kevin's.
Do you hear that?
Secret sound.
Morning, John.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Everything going all right this morning?
Everything is going great.
That's awesome. That's good to know. It's also during the time of the window where people are least likely to lie. That's good news. I don't know.
8 to 11, yeah.
8 to 11. Yeah. People are least likely to lie, John. Keep that in mind as you go through your day today.
All right.
Have you been paying attention to the secret sound?
I have.
Okay, I'm excited, John. I'm feeling good. Let's see how much it's currently valued at.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is
$854.
$854. That'd be a nice little Tuesday morning for you.
Wow, that'd be great.
Okay, buddy, you've been paying attention. You know some of the wrong guesses. Maybe you know a clue or two, I'm hoping.
I do.
All right. Let's see how we do here. Here we go.
Here's the secret sound.
There it is, John. John, for $854, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
I think you're turning on a hot tub.
Turning on a hot tub. Oh, dang it. Dang it. Here's what we're going to do, though. Since you played the game, we're going to qualify you for a $100 gift card, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you calling. Thank you for playing the game. Man, the pot continues to grow and grow and grow.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be
$862.
Stay tuned right here to the big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to secret sound responsibly.
Kevin's clip of the day. Even when Kevin takes vacation days, he sends us clips. It's just what he likes to do. You know, it's one of his favorite things. So,
is it?
Sure. And so, we still have the Kevin's clip of the day. Even though Kevin took a couple days off, he'll be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What is Kevin's clip today?
Well, this one has to deal with a woman is basically explaining why she can never show her face in the gym that she usually goes to.
Oh, all right.
There's a reason for it. And yeah, she explains basically what's happening. Yeah. Or what happened.
I'm doing like a deep squat into like a full like stretch, touch your toes type thing. And I'm like, you know, back and forth up and touch your toes and like squat and touch your toes. Right. Mm-hmm. On one of the touch your toes, there must have been a little.
Mm-hmm.
I farted.
Oh.
The forbidden flatulence.
Oh no.
And the worst part is that I had my headphones so loud that I don't know what it sounded like. I have no idea. Like on the Richter scale or the whatever scale that measures sound, I don't know at what velocity it was pooted. I don't know what it sounded like. I had my things full blast. I'm in the zone.
Oh.
So I would not even look around because I was trying to think of like what it felt like. Was it like a or was it like a or was it like a ping? Either way, just the possibilities in my head, I don't think I could ever return. I didn't even look at anyone when I left that room. I because it happened. I felt it. I don't know what it said, and that's what's killing me even more. If, like, it happened and I heard it, I could, like, rationalize. Be like, oh, maybe that wasn't even that bad. Like, they didn't even hear it. It could have been the loudest thing you've ever heard in your life.
Mm, it could have been.
I don't know. Mm. I can never go back.
That's true.
I can't.
Jeez, the headphone thing does make that a lot worse. I will say that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah. The third sound, by the way, it sounded like cat and a laser?
I don't know what that was, but you never know. Maybe she knows. Yeah, that's a bad time to have the headphones on because, yeah, you literally, well, I mean, you could have looked around and gotten an idea. I mean, if you glance around the room, you're going to know at that point, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, if everyone's staring at you, you're going to know. And that's how you would figure it out.
Yeah. Well, at least she knows that it happened.
Yeah. Well, headphones on, man. It's a risk.
It's a dangerous
game. It's a dangerous game. So are squats. Yeah, squats and toe touches. It's a dangerous game, man.
Yeah, I guess that motion is just.
I mean, you got to go one AirPod in. I think you've got to go one.
Oh, is that the the solution?
Be
to
more
the
aware of your surroundings. You know, someone says, "Hey, you using this?" Or, you know, "Excuse me," or whatever. You're not completely closed out to the world.
Sure.
And then you'd also maybe have a concept.
Yeah. Well, I guess when she goes to her new gym.
Her new gym, yeah. Yeah, that's the key. When you go to the new gym, first of all, watch your diet. And second of all, maybe one AirPod. For safety. Safety first. Or maybe you do like squats and lunges and like in the locker room and then go out onto the floor.
Oh, because it's more acceptable to do.
Well, it's in a locker room.
Yeah. So anything could happen in there.
Well, not anything.
Well, yeah. Big
99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That's his favorite reply back to a meme that's, you know, kind of funny. He'll be like, "Well, you're not wrong."
Kevin James.
That's a great sort of not really you're right, but you're not wrong. I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
If you missed part of the show, you can check it out on the podcast. You can just go to your podcast, wherever you get those, or if you've never gotten them, you can download podcasts. They're free, and you can just search JN Kevin, and then there it is. Boom! Watch the podcast. Well, you could watch it. That seems a little boring since it's audio, but you could watch it. You could just watch like the clock tick, and that'd be cool.
I do that sometimes.
Final thoughts.
Okay.
It's right after I do my bobblehead impersonation.
Yeah, your bobblehead's a great idea. Yeah, the bobblehead impression is fantastic. You're actually pretty good at it, but I don't think anybody's actually doing it. I could check. I think I put it on the poll.
It's kind of fun.
Let me see what the update is. Have you ever tried to imitate a bobblehead? 67% said no.
Oh.
Hmm.
So 33% said...
They did. They said yes. I know.
How can I change the minds of that other 67%?
I don't know that you can. Would you ever eat food after rubbing it on your skin? Because you said you wouldn't mind barbecue chicken flavored or smelling perfume, and you could rub it on your skin. 65% said no.
Again, still a decent percentage.
33% would rub food on their skin.
Yeah.
And then eat it.
I'll take that percentage.
Oh, my.
Oh,
that's
my.
Really something. All right, Steve, what do you have?
It sure is something. So, Jay, I've been thinking more and more about this, and I think I might do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Bloomsday happening this weekend.
Oh, you're really going to go, huh?
I think I will. There's no, like, I don't really need to train if I'm going to be walking, right?
I mean, walking is... I mean, you'll be sore from walking 7.46 miles.
No, like, I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't need to, like, hard on train if I'm going to just walk.
I mean, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you walk. What was your, like, what's your average day? How many miles do you put in a day?
Miles?
Okay.
Maybe I do need to train.
Well, the problem is it's in, like, 5 days. It's hard to train. You know, you have today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the race is on Sunday. So I don't know if 5 days, well, it can't hurt. Let's put it that way. Go for like a 5 mile walk today.
Okay.
Like what well, is maybe. Your, if you looked at your health app.
Not good.
Not good.
It just says not good.
It just says what it says. You click on it and it says, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. I'm trying to.
What'd you walk yesterday?
With the weather. I don't even know.
Okay, so you click on, you know which one it is, right?
Where is that on my phone?
Oh, boy.
Where is the
little heart. Yeah.
Where is that? Oh, no. There it is.
Okay, you click on that. Go down to walking and running distance. Click on that.
Oh, boy, it's going to make me continue. I have to set this up.
Oh, you haven't even set it up. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing that right now. Okay. I'll do it later.
Yeah.
It's not much though. I told myself when the weather gets warmer, I'm going to become more active. I'm going to do more
things. I like
it.
Yeah.
So I will.
Okay.
It's still in that.
It's a work in progress.
Well, yeah, and also we've kind of gone back and forth a little bit at this point. I mean, it's not like warm either.
No, it is not. No.
So, in time.
Well, I would do it before Thursday because I think it's 35 right now, I want to say, and it goes to 50. Yeah. On Thursday. I'm just trying to save you $15, man. Last second
or
there you go.
Price of the thing. Okay.
Yeah, the entry fee.
Yeah. I thought you meant degrees. Like 35 right now.
Yeah, no money. I'm trying to save you money.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so yeah, make sure you, although you weren't far off on the degrees. It is 44 now, though. It's plenty warm.
Yeah.
Put a coat on. Walk faster. You'll start sweating.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
A great idea.
Final thoughts.
I don't know. We'll see.
So $35 before Thursday. So today and tomorrow, you can sign up for $35 by May 2nd. Goes to $50.
And I guess what? Worst case scenario, I sign up, I get the t-shirt, I don't go.
Well, no, you...
And then...
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's... I'm saying that's like worst case scenario.
You don't get the shirt unless you finish.
Oh, is that how it works?
It's a finisher's shirt.
Oh, okay.
It's not just... Yeah, see? they did that because there's guys like you that just want to buy the shirt.
What are you saying?
What do you mean? What am I saying? You know what I'm saying.
Okay, I do.
Yeah, worst case scenario, I pay $35, I get a shirt. People think I did it. No, you get it when you cross the finish line.
Okay, all right, fine. Worst case scenario, I pay the $35 and I don't get a shirt.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so that's worst case scenario.
That's correct.
Okay.
So you're fine.
Am I?
So I'm a lot of times, most of the time now, I stand on a, my daughter got me a mat, one of those standing mats that's supposed to take the stress off your, you know, legs and stuff. It's just a little piece of foam, basically. And then I have a phone book, and I stand on that, and I'm quite a bit taller, clearly, because of it. And then one day this week, I stood off the phone book. Like, this is me on the phone book, Steve. I can just barely see you over the monitors that Kevin has, and there's mic stands and stuff. But if I step off the phone book, it makes it so hard to see you that I'm like...
Would this be better?
Are you standing up? Yeah, but you can't really operate that board standing up because it's a sit down desk.
Whoa, hold on. And this, I don't know if it's supposed to go this high. That's a mistake.
And I stepped off the phone book and I was like, man, I'm actually not very tall.
Join the club, Jay.